And how's everybody doing? Good? Not fantastic? And I've been looking forward to worship with you. And today I would like to share with you the miraculous sign that Jesus did, the first sign. Jesus changes water to wine. In the four Gospels, Jesus performed about 35 miracles. Changing water into wine was the first miraculous sign, and it occurred at a wedding. Jesus attended this wedding, and Jesus rejoiced with those who rejoice. And we should also rejoice with those who rejoice, right? And rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. And Jesus over here has been invited to this wedding, and he rejoiced with those people who are rejoicing. And Jesus values marriage. He was invited to this wedding, and definitely he values marriage. Hebrews 13:4. Marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure. For God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral. God values marriage. So we should also honor marriage. When two people first meet and date, it's easy, the honeymoon stage. But to make a marriage strong past the honeymoon stage and work on a long haul requires efforts, commitment, and dedication. I still remember when long time ago when I was dating with my wife at that time, and then time goes by so quick, right? And we talk and we talk, and all of a sudden, wow, it's time to go home, right? We enjoy that moment together. And those moments doesn't last. And then the honeymoon stage is actually easy. But for us to make the marriage last, it takes effort and commitment and dedication. And during the day of the day of the wedding, the minister says, for better or for worse, for richer or for poorer, in sickness and in health. Unfortunately, sometimes people only remember for better, for richer, and in health. And some may forget that for worse, for poorer, and in sickness. So let us put our best effort and to nurture and to sustain a marriage and make it last. A Jewish wedding in biblical times would typically last 7 days. In the middle of the 7 days, the wine is gone. The wedding party is definitely not wise. How can it be? The wine that they serve is supposed to be homemade. Wine is their daily drink. Unlike today, when you run out of it, when you don't have enough wine, you can always go to the store and buy more, right? But at that time, since the wine was homemade, when it run out, they truly run out. Preparing for wedding celebration is not easy. We usually see spending a whole year to prepare and plan for a wedding. Our experience nerves that something would go wrong, such as bad weather, a rainy day, right? A rainy day is a bad hair dude. So I still remember when on our wedding day, a long time ago, and it was a beautiful sunny day. And then on the following day, on our way to the airport, it poured. And on our way to the honeymoon, it poured. So we thank God for that. So there are a lot of things that we worry about. Something would go wrong on a wedding day. The wine is gone, really a reflection of life. Unexpected events happen often. That is life. Maybe one day the wine is gone, and we then feel like we are stuck. For some people, their career may hit may hit a dead end, despite all the effort and hard work invested in it. Nowadays, many college grads cannot find jobs. As we hear news that this year and last year, a lot of college grads, they cannot find job because AI took all the jobs, right? And remember 10 years ago, IT job paid very well. And nowadays, layoffs here and layoff there. Many IT people feel that their world has collapsed. We see it on the news often that layoff here and layoff there. No matter how much effort you put into it, however, you feel like when you face a layoff situation, your career may hit a dead end. And for others, they may struggle with their health or age. In this sense, the wine is gone health-wise. I myself noticed that my appetite has decreased. Now, some of you may know that I love to eat, and I really love to eat. I enjoy food very much. And a lot of times, when I go eat with people, and then they will say, you know, Pastor Moy, I wasn't feeling eating much today, but when I see you the way you eat, I just don't want to fall behind. And my appetite increase. Now, I love to eat. And I noticed that my appetite actually decreased. And I can no longer eat two big meals a day. And I have to settle for one. And I noticed as I get older, my appetite decreased. And for some people, they may experience sickness. The wine is gone health-wise. For some people, their life was affected by substance abuse. Can't help but fall into Satan's temptation. The wine is gone. This is truly a reflection of life. The good thing is that Jesus was there at this wedding. The wedding party was wise, for they invited Jesus to this wedding party. Let us be reminded that we don't just reach out to God when we are in need or experiencing hardship. That is natural. When we are in need, we naturally reach out to God and ask, God, help me. At that instant, at that moment, we naturally would turn to God and said, God, help me. Of course, we reach out to God when we are in need. However, we also reach out to God when we are happy too, when we are doing well, when we are celebrating, and when we are celebrating many events in our life, and we also ask for the company of our Lord Jesus Christ. And recently, my wife and I are experiencing as a grandparents the third time. And now we have three grandchildren. The first one from our son, Justin, and our grandson's name is Chester. Now he's 6 years old. And he's nowadays, I find him very funny nowadays sometimes. And then our middle daughter also had a 3 years old, and recently a 5 month old and 5 month month old. And we thank God that God has given us three grandchildren. So we experience as grandparents the third time. And when we are celebrating in life, we also seek God's presence in our life. So not only do we reach out to God when we are in need, we also reach out to God and ask for His company and to celebrate our good days with Him. So we seek God's company during those moments as well. Jesus was there in this wedding party. He became a blessing to them. Jesus came to this world more than 2,000 years ago. He brought three significant signs to the world. First, because of His birth, our history was divided into B.C. and A.D., before Christ and also after Christ. It is widely used by the world, no matter you are a Christian or not. No matter you are a believer or not, you still use it. This applies to all of our lives. Your birth certificate, your driver's license. Today is April 19th, 2026 AD. So we all use it worldwide, like it or not, because of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that divided our history into BC and AD. Second, because of his death, we see the cross all over the world. The ambulance, the hospital, they all have the cross as the sign. Jesus had died on the cross for our sins. Because of his sacrificial death, we have hope in Christ. On a side note, what is the difference between the Catholic cross and the Protestant cross? What's the difference? For the Catholic, Jesus is still there, still on the cross, right? And for the Protestant cross, Jesus is gone, resurrected. He's alive, no longer there. So in the Catholic tradition, they emphasize that Jesus was nailed on the cross and his compassion, his death for us. But for the Protestant, they emphasize on the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he's no longer there, but he was resurrected. We emphasize on Christ's victory over death and triumph. But I feel though, both emphasis are important, right? Without death, there's no resurrection. So I feel like sometimes we should be reminded that Christ died for us, although we don't want to repeatedly nail Christ on the cross. But sometimes it's good reminder that Christ died on the cross for our sins, and then he was resurrected and no longer there because his victory over death and triumph. Third, because of his resurrection, it brought the beginning of Sunday, the first day of the week, the day of Jesus Christ's resurrection. We call it the Lord's Day. On this day, we worship God, we come to the Lord's table, and we preach the gospel. Although today we no longer celebrate the Sabbath, but we come to the Lord's Day and we come to church on Sunday and to worship God. And the other significant meaning of the Lord's Day is we take a rest. We rest in the Lord. So I would like to remind everybody that even though we no longer celebrate Sabbath, when does the Sabbath start? Friday evening, sunset, right? And then till all the way Saturday sunset, the whole 24 hours. Although we don't celebrate or observe the Sabbath day, but we should still remind ourselves that we should take a good rest on the Lord's Day. Sometimes I feel like we do this wrong, is that when we come to church, we feel like we are fulfilling a responsibility. We come to church, oh, I've done it. I've been there. I worship God. And then for the rest of the day, we go about and do whatever that we want to do, right? On a summer day, we come to church and then we worship for 1 hour, hour and a half, and then we go our way to the beach, to here and to there. But forget about that. We should actually rest on this day. So because of his resurrection, it brought the beginning of Sunday, the Lord's Day. The resurrection of Christ was a major event in the history of the world and a significant event for each individual. For those who believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Because of his resurrected life, the believers have eternal hope. It was good that Jesus was invited to this wedding. Mary came to Jesus and told him that they have no more wine. In this desperate moment, Mary knew Jesus could help. Today, often, when we are in need, we try to seek out all the other possible methods first. And then at last, when we ran out of options, when we ran out of other methods, and then we come to God. Let us be reminded, first, when things happen, we come to God first and seek his presence and seek his help and ask God for help. And Mary knows that Jesus would be able to help. Jesus said to his mother, "Dear woman, why do you involve me? My time has not come." In today's culture, we probably don't address our mother as woman, right? if you see your children to come to your wife and say, "Woman," we probably don't like that, right? But actually, at that time, that was the practice at that time. Mary said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you," and they listened. At that time, normally there are 6 stone water jars in front of the door. And the Bible tells us that these were for the ceremonial washing. They washed hands and utensils before meals to ensure spiritual purity. Those stone jars can each hold up to 30 gallons of water. And Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water and take it to the master of the banquet." They did what Jesus told them to do. All 6 stone jars of water turned into wine. Jesus turning water into wine signifies his divinity and the role as the creator. Only he can turn the water into wine immediately. And we understand that then God distinguify his divinity and the role that he plays as the creator. The master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine and realized that the wine is a good wine. And he said to the bridegroom, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first," meaning the best wine first. Then the cheaper wine after the guests have had so much to drink, but you have saved the best till the end, till now. God's grace is always the best. There's no second best and only the best. Satan always tempts us with good things first. It feels good at the moment. At that very moment, it feels great. But when we are deep into sins, then we realize we cannot save ourselves. But God's grace is always the best. At the beginning and at the end is always the best. A moment ago, we were talking about how there is no more wine. The wine is gone, a reflection of life. But Jesus' first miraculous sign brought us the best at last. If our career doesn't go well, as long as we are diligent, there is light at the end of the tunnel. A setback in life is not the end of the world. When there is a setback, that's okay. We come back to God and pray and ask for his guidance and ask for open door. So when the career doesn't go well, that's okay. That's not the end of the world. And we can always come to God and ask God to take charge again. When our health is failing, hold on to God's promise. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. So I understand that our body would face some issues, and we would have some kind of sickness, and our appetite decreases. And I understand that. But then we don't need to look at our body, because that is not what we're looking for. And someday, somehow, when Jesus Christ comes again, our body will be resurrected into a glorious body. So we don't look at things right here at the moment, but we look forward to the future. For those of us who have believed Jesus Christ as our personal savior, receive him as our personal savior, and receive his salvation, and we have a renewed, reborn body. And someday, and we will be having this glorious body. So we look for the future. We look to the future. When we cannot overcome temptation and fall into sins or substance abuse, we ask for God's forgiveness. and then move on. Life is still wonderful ahead. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. So when we are often falling into temptation and we cannot overcome temptation, we pray to God and give us the strength to overcome it, and then we move on. We all may experience a moment of the wine being gone. There is no more wine. It feels as though there is no light at the end of the tunnel. But the important thing is we don't give up. We move forward and we do better. And we remember that God's grace is sufficient for us, the best wine at last. The master of the banquet tasted the wine and realized that the wine is so good. Dear brothers and sisters, let us taste that our Lord is good. Psalm 34:8. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. We taste, that means we slowly experience God's presence in our life. When there is no more wine, let it pass. Old story doesn't matter anymore. Let it pass. Today, we experience God's grace. We taste that our Lord is good, the best wine at last. But His grace, by His grace and authority, we move forward to face the challenges of today and tomorrow. The wine is no more than was yesterday. We don't need to dwell on yesterday, but today we taste God's goodness, and then by His authority and grace, we move forward and we go and face the challenge of today and tomorrow. The wine is gone, is no more. That's okay. That was yesterday. But today we taste God's goodness and then we move forward. In the Old Testament, the first public miracle accomplished through Moses, the turning of water into blood. Moses brought a curse to the Egyptians, a curse, a judgment. The first miraculous sign of Jesus, the turning of water into wine, Jesus brought happiness to men, grace and renewal. Jesus' first miraculous sign, turning water into wine, because of His death on the cross for our sins, sinners have a chance to become righteous. Jesus' first miraculous sign, it reveals His divinity, and He is the Creator. He thus revealed His glory, and His disciples put their faith in Him. What does that mean for His disciples put their faith in Him? That is, we don't need to second guess His blessings. His presence is always best. It's always the best. And there's no second best. So let us put our faith in Him. In John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31, Jesus did many miraculous signs in the presence of His disciples, which are not recorded in this book. So actually, there are more than 35 miracles that was recorded. And there were many other miracles that He had performed. But these are written that you may believe Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in His name. Jesus performed His first miraculous sign in a wedding. We can't help but think about what is mentioned in the book of Revelation, the wedding of the Lamb. Jesus came to this wedding at Cana. And it was a wonderful wedding. But then we are looking forward to the bigger wedding, a glorious wedding that was recorded in the book of Revelation, the wedding of the Lamb. We are waiting for the wedding of the Lamb. We are looking forward to the wedding of the Lamb, the final eternal union between our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb, and His faithful believers, the church or the bride. So today, we as a church, we are in this body of Christ. We as a church, let us continue to live a victorious life for God and waiting for the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And most of all, prepare ourselves as the bride to be so that we can celebrate this wedding of the Lamb. The first miraculous sign Jesus was performed in the wedding, the turning of water into wine. But today we are waiting for the second coming of our Lord and looking forward to the wedding of the Lamb. So let us be reminded that this first wedding that he attended, and also we are looking forward to the wedding of the Lamb. And let us prepare ourselves and also be prepared for his second coming so that we can celebrate this grand wedding with our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, thank you so much for John chapter 2, only 11 words, but we remind us that you are the creator, that you have created everything. And Father, we come before you because in this first miraculous sign that you have performed in a wedding. And Father, we know that we can always come to you. And we know that in life, the wine sometimes will be gone. Sometimes there's no more wine. And that is truly a reflection of our life. But we don't give up. We don't feel despair. But we can come to you and believe that you, Jesus Christ, because of your birth, you bring about the division of the history into BC and AD. Like it or not, we all use it. And because of the death of our Lord Jesus Christ, we are reminded that the cross is there. Every time when we look upon the cross, when we look upon the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ, and then we can be saved. Because of Jesus' resurrection, and it brings forth the Sunday, the first day of the week, that in this day we come forth to worship you, and we come and rest, and we come and we spread the gospel, and we share your goodness among us. And Father, we know that the wine is the best, and the best wine at last. And Father, we look forward to the wedding of the Lamb, that we prepare ourselves as a church, as a bride, to this grand wedding in the future. And we look forward for your second coming. And Father, we thank you for all the reminder in this scripture. And I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.